The United States suspended its bombing in Afghanistan on January 14th. Since then, there have been some intermittent airstrikes, but the focus of American military action has shifted to the operations of special forces. The Pentagon has said little about the activities of special forces in Afghanistan, but they appear to be concentrated in several provinces where pockets of Taliban and Al-Qaeda resistance are known to remain. On Thursday, one American soldier was shot in the foot when his unit engaged a squad of Taliban fighters in the most intense ground combat operation in the war so far. Most of the action of the special forces, though, appears to be focused on gaining intelligence. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Afghanistan.
U.S. special forces paid a visit to the village of Madrasa Kalai near the town of Khost last Sunday night. Khost had been a stronghold of Taliban power and had harbored many Al-Qaeda fighters. Haji Nazem, a village elder, was present when the U.S. forces arrived.
That night, three helicopters came. One landed on the site, and one by the road, and one just in front of this gate. They landed, and the soldiers got off the plane, and they surrounded the house. And the people who were in this village, they came out to see what was going on. And the Americans said that we are here to search this house, and in a trunk they found four Kalashnikov guns, and also they took four men with them.
The special forces blasted open the gates of the compound with grenades. According to villagers here, they handcuffed eight men inside, photographed them, and left with four. Haji Nazim said those who were taken away were his men, people who are supporting the American war against Al-Qaeda.
And we have tried to contact them. We found Kandahar, and we told them that those people that we have taken away are all supporting the Bonn peace process, and they are ordinary people, and they are our mujahideen, and set them free.
U.S. special forces are carrying out actions like this in at least four provinces of Afghanistan where they believe Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are hiding. In addition to Khost province, similar operations are known to have taken place in neighboring Paktia province near the town of Gardez and in Kandahar and Helmand provinces. A spokesman for U.S. forces stationed at the Kandahar airport said there are still 2,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters in the area. The U.S. is also hunting for information that could lead to the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden and the Taliban leader Mullah Mohammed Omar. During a news conference a week ago, General Tommy Franks acknowledged that U.S. forces are now carrying out operations in this area.
As I've mentioned before, the area of Khost Gardez certainly is of interest to us because it happens to be one of the later areas that we moved our forces into. We have forces there now working with Afghan units out finding and working our way through some of these cave complexes and bunker sites that I think have been reported in the last week or 10 days, finding tremendous amounts of ammunition, equipment, in some cases tanks, armored personnel carriers, artillery, mortars, mortar ammunition.
The special forces had good reason to focus their attention on the house in Madrasa Kalai. It had been bombed earlier in the war, back in November, because the local Taliban leader was sleeping there. He escaped, but villagers say 12 women and children were killed in the attack. It is not known what information the special forces may have gained from taking the four villagers away. It is believed they were transported to Kandahar for interrogation. Haji Nazim wants them freed, but he says he hopes the presence of U.S. forces on the ground in Afghanistan, about 100 Americans are based at the Khost airstrip, will help Afghanistan end its 23-year-long war.
We are very happy at the presence of the Americans in here. For the last 10 years, the Mujahideen were fighting for power, and we were not able to get along with each other. There were many conflicts, and now that Americans are here, we hope that they would help us to get peace and stability.
The actions of U.S. Special Forces are bound to expand during this phase of the war. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said on Thursday that U.S. troops will probably stay in Afghanistan until the summer. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Madrasa Kalai, Afghanistan.